Britain. Elections. Turnout trouble. Britain is suffering from structural non-voting, not just the cyclical kind.
I didn't even know it was on, says Jonathan, in Ebw Vale, a small town in South Wales. Along with four other construction workers who have gathered for a post-work pint in the Picture House pub, he says he did not vote in the general election. He does not remember a canvasser knocking on his door and says the only leaflets he received before the election came from local kebab shops. In the chair next to him, Kyle is even more apathetic. I'm 35 and I've never voted, he says. Never have, never will. Many Britons did not participate in the general election on July 4th. Turnout, defined as the proportion of registered voters who cast valid votes, was the second lowest in a century, at just under 60%. In Wales, turnout was 56%, 11 percentage points lower than in 2019, and the lowest for at least a century. And in the constituency of Blaenau-Gwent and Rumney, which includes Ebw Vale, it was a measly 43%. One low turnout election should worry nobody. Britons rush to vote when they believe the Conservative and Labour parties are wildly different, as they were in the 1980s and again in the late 2010s, when Labour was led by Jeremy Corbyn, a far-left politician. Competent, unthreatening leaders like Sir Tony Blair and Sir Keir Starmer tend to drive turnout down and the quality of politics up. The same is true in other countries. Turnout was high in France's legislative elections on June 30th and July 7th, when the far left and the far right both threatened. In individual constituencies, competition drives voting. The Labour Party fought hard in Monmouthshire, east of Blaenau-Gwent, and defeated the Conservatives on a hefty turnout of 68%. By contrast, Blaenau-Gwent and Rumney is a safe Labour seat. The victor, Nick Smith, says that only Plaid Cymru, a Welsh nationalist party, really competed with him. The candidate for Reform UK, an anti-immigration party, withdrew after reports of unwise social media activity. If cyclical non-voting is fine, the structural kind is more alarming. Ben Ansell and Jane Gingrich, political scientists at Oxford University, have shown that younger people in Britain used to vote almost as reliably as older people, but began to fall behind in the 1990s. A large income gap appeared a decade later. Members of the poorest quintile have become about 20 percentage points less likely to turn out than members of the richest. It could be that the politicians are not appealing to young working-class people who have become disaffected as a result. But Stuart Fox, who follows the subject at Exeter University, rejects that notion. As he points out, there is little sign that the young are especially discontented. In 2023, a Veracity Index by Ipsos, a pollster, showed that huge majorities of people in every age group and every social class did not trust politicians to tell the truth. It is more likely that the old vote because they feel they should, and the young do not because they feel no such sense of obligation. Nine middle-aged and older people gathered for tea after a service in St David's Church in Rumney seem to confirm that hunch. All say they voted, which is perhaps not surprising. The impulse that sends a person to a polling station is similar to the impulse that sends a person to a midweek service. They have many complaints about politicians, but they regard voting as a duty. Several describe arguments with their children on this point. My son said, I'm not voting, they're all corrupt, says Jean, a retired sewing machinist. Well, maybe so, but you've got to vote, she adds. If voting and not voting are enduring habits, It might help if people were invited to do it before they turn 18, when lives often become busy and school civics lessons begin to fade from memory. Scotland allowed 16 and 17-year-olds to vote in the 2014 independence referendum and has continued to do so in Scottish Parliament elections since. Jan Eichhorn and Christina Hubner, two academics, have shown that the pioneer cohort has remained unusually politically engaged, although the lingering thrill of voting on independence may explain some of that. Labour pledged to lower the voting age to 16 in its manifesto. Critics sent a partisan ploy to attract left-leaning teens. It may make wider sense.